Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Every Thursday at 9 a.m. here through Yaquina Bay Communications, we talk about issues regarding Lincoln County government. Pleasure to welcome on the program today Sean Rivera. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Grace Brayler. Good morning.
Good morning.
Both intern and externs working with Lincoln County Planning. Sean and Grace, we also had Ono Husin come in and join us. Good morning, Ono. Welcome. So how long have you been in Lincoln County so far, Grace?
I got here more recently. I've been here about a week and a half so far. So that past week and a half, I've kind of been trying to just get my bearings, know a little bit more about the coastal community and the issues that we've been dealing with.
And Sean, how long have you been in Lincoln County?
I've been here since May 29th and kind of hit the ground running with the biosolids issue. And like Grace, also trying to get my bearing here in the coast and kind of figure out all the local issues that the coastal communities face.
Yeah. So kind of settling in, getting in a groove. And generally, how long are you guys going to be with us? The next couple months or any ideas? Is it open-ended?
Yeah, I'm here for 2 more months, so I'll be here right up until the fall semester starts back.
And my externship kind of lines up with the summer term with the University of Oregon.
Okay.
However, if things are going good and I feel like I want to keep working, I think the county has expressed that they'd keep me on board through the end of the summer.
Awesome. Well, and can you tell us what is the difference between an intern, Grace, and an extern, Sean?
Sure. So an intern, I'm not receiving college credit. I will get my college credits during the semesters. I am receiving financial support instead from the fellowship that I had my first year of school. So with the Environmental and Natural Resources Law Center at the University of Oregon, I was lucky to be on the Ocean Coasts and Watersheds Project, and so that kind of opened the door to this opportunity for me.
And an extern by definition.
And the externship is kind of, it's like work experience, experiential learning opportunity where I'm getting college credit to have this opportunity to work on these projects. And I do get some formal evaluations from Wayne and that goes to the supervisors there. And also I'll do some like journals and some reflections about my experience and I'll get college credit for that.
Awesome, you guys. I wanted to talk about your backgrounds briefly too. Grace, Texas undergrad, right?
Yes.
In environmental policy?
Environmental science, I did focus on regulations and policy in those last couple semesters. I was born and raised in Kansas, however, so I grew up in Kansas. I have a little bit more of a, you know, idea about the agricultural industry, have family out at Kansas State University, also big into raising cattle and soil science. But I kind of switched gears. I first went out to school in North Carolina. I played golf for a couple years out there. And then now I'm down in Texas A&M Corpus Christi, where I got my degree in environmental science. Wanted to know about a different part of the country and chose to come out to Oregon for its public interest environmental law program. It's very robust.
Any key moments, you know, in your upbringing that made environmental science interesting to you or law? I mean, I'm kind of curious what drove you to really emphasize.
I have a moment in mind when I was younger in Kansas. I got to travel down and I had family living in Texas, so we would go down to South Padre Island National Seashore, and so they have the Kemp's Ridley Sea Turtles Conservation Program happening down there. They do amazing work, public outreach. I got to see just those policies in right before my eyes. So it was a very life-changing moment to see the little sea turtles hatch and crawl toward the ocean, the sun rising, just very memorable. And so that, to me, stuck out. I wanted to know, you know, how do we affect those little sea turtles? Their journey is so much harder directly because of humans. So,
wow, very cool. And Sean, your undergrad in philosophy, and then you went in the Army, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Any particular moments that took you on the trajectory you're on now?
Well, I did know that I wanted to do law right out of undergrad. in my mind, as we were talking about earlier, is I kind of saw law as applied philosophy, because all these laws start out as someone's idea, someone's either personal philosophy or even a collective philosophy, and then we turn it into law and it gets applied, and then, you know, we kind of see the impact of those abstract ideas and their real life implications. And I thought that was fascinating. Unfortunately, at the time I was graduating was kind of the economic downturn. Around 2010, we were still kind of in that big slump, and I was looking for a way to finance my legal education. I decided to get my commission in the U.S. Army, where I did communications. And that kind of actually steered me in the direction of environmental law, because throughout my journeys in different locations where the military sent me, you know, I witnessed water scarcity. I was living in Norman, Oklahoma, where I had arsenic in my drinking water. And those kinds of experiences kind of focused me more on environmental law and natural resource law. So that's kind of how I ended up in the program.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we're going to take our first break. We'll get a brief from Anna when we come back. And stay with us on Lincoln County Connections. Back on Lincoln County Connections, Sean Rivera, Grace Braylor, Anno Husing, talking to our interns and externs, Grace and Sean. Anno, tell us about, I mean, we're going into our third year with this program.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having us here, Casey. This indeed is, Grace and Sean represent our, in effect, third class or third batch of students each time now that we've done this for during the last few years. We've had two students join us for the summer, so they indeed are the third group of students, and we've had a terrific experience already with them. They're already making contributions, so it's a win-win, as you know, that they help us. They expand the reach of our planning department and our county councils, because they can do legal research that frees up other staff that, you know, that, because these things take time. So they benefit by seeing how local government works, which I think is one of the more important, interesting parts of law, because the rubber hits the road at the local level. So they're in addition to working on specific projects, I think they're getting exposed to the broad sweep of what all the things that the county is involved in. And so, and I think that's really an important part of it. So they may be just touching upon some issues here and there, but that's good, because they get a, they begin to get the flavor for what the county does. And so we're very excited about the project, and I think you also know, Casey, that we're hoping that that this program matures over time, and there are discussions underway that when Oregon State University creates the new campus here in our community, that we formalize and build an Ocean and Coastal Law Institute that would be housed as part of that new campus. Yes, and it would be a collaboration between the University of Oregon and OSU. So this is all about, you know, the synergies of students and practitioners of OSU and U of O. So it's all very exciting, and it's been a terrific experience. And these are terrific young people that make me feel good about the future, that it's going to be okay when some of us hang it up and earn up, that this, these are, we're looking, or we're listening, actually, because we're on the radio. We're listening to the future leaders, and, and we're investing in them, and they're helping us.
You know, I think sometimes when I see folks come into the commissioners meeting, you know, sometimes there's a sense of urgency. I'm not saying it's misplaced or anything. And I know when we talk about the scope of weighing all the factors in, you know, I feel sort of like, wait a second, you know, we're not moving forward on the issue. Can you talk about,
you mean rapidly enough, right?
Yeah, that, I mean, the dynamics of some of these decisions we make, and why it's so critical to, and why, you know, the extern and intern here being an asset to get the data. I mean, we've only got so much staff to really weigh the issue.
Most recently, of course, the issue of biosolids, it comes to mind, because we've had very passionate people from the community come forward and petition the county to ban it outright and stop this horrible practice, and it's poisoning all. So there's a lot of passion behind, and I'll just use that as an example. But I think a lot of people, of course, want immediate action. And maybe we live in that kind of a world, right? We're in the YouTube world. You get to watch the program you want. You can order what you want. It happens right away. And so there's, but Lincoln County has a tremendous reputation in both Salem and in Washington, D.C. with our congressional delegation and others because Lincoln County does its homework first. We don't just lunge at things. And I think the day we start, we don't do our homework and figure out what we can or can't do is the day that we will erode our reputation. Because when we do, when the, our county commissioners do get involved with something, when we start, when they start petitioning state and federal legislators and agencies to do something, the people on the other end know that it's going to be well because we have the reputation for actually doing our homework and understanding what we're talking about. Because what you don't want to do is ring the bell on something, and then all of a sudden you realize, oops, we were wrong, and never mind. And you know you can do that once or twice before you're, but you. After that, your reputation will suffer because then all people will say, like we all do in life, well, this is just the boy who cried wolf. You can't really trust what they say. So we have to really protect Lincoln County's reputation by making sure if we commit the county's resources and time and reputation to something that we've got it figured out first, that we're sure-footed in how we go forward. And the biosolids issue is an example of that, that important issue, commissioners engaging the issue. First thing they did, what Wayne Belmont did, was assign our students to get engaged. They're learning very important things about preemption, right, Sean? I mean, maybe you can say a few words about that in a minute. Because it really, we had to, our first threshold thing that we had to do was figure out, is Lincoln County, do we have the authority to provide some additional regulation or not? Are we categorically prohibited? And right. If we are, what are the suite of options? Because sometimes, guess what? And Sean figured this out very quickly. Pulling together a whole new program and regulating people may not be the best approach. Mm. And it takes a lot of time and resources. And so, again, I think you know one of the reasons we're so effective is that we really want to understand what we're doing first,
yeah.
Understand what our options are, and engage. You know, on this issue, too, with the biosolids, we've got farmers, we've got municipalities, we've got people – with very different perspectives mm-hmm. and different interests in this matter. And call me old-fashioned, but we ought to be talking to all those people involving them. So that's what's going on. It's an outstanding process, and they're directly involved in helping shape it and helping us get our bearings.
Ono Husing, Grace Braylor, Sean Rivera, we'll be back in a moment on Lincoln County Connection. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to our intern and extern, Grace Braylor, Sean Rivera. And Grace, just what does it look like every day for you right now? I mean, what are you reading? Land use planning, regulations, what are you doing?
Sure. So, for example, my first real assignment has been to look into the vacation of a county road. It kind of interplays with goal 17. So I've been looking into those statewide planning goals. The land use system in Oregon is so robust and so different from any other state. So that's been really meaningful to me to kind of get insight into that. But if we were to, you know, look into vacating that road, making sure most importantly that the public retains access to the beach and it goes over coastal shorelands. So that's been an interesting issue. Kind of different than anything we looked at in property class, if you will, my first year.
Awesome. And Sean, so far you have mentioned peeling back the onion. I think the onion just continues to get peeled here. But any interesting discoveries so far?
Well, yes. Preemption is an interesting concept in law because sometimes it can be very easy to just look at the statute and the statute will clearly say this is prohibited by local government. In this case, we have some of that. It's a little bit more ambiguous. Hmm. However, we have an Oregon Supreme Court case that has identified that activities that are permitted under a certain section of a statute are uses of right, and that farmers have outright. And this is just, again, I just want to iterate, this is just my preliminary finding, so yeah. I don't want the listeners to construe this as my final verdict of what it is, but it appears right now that the biosolids portion appears under this first section of the statute where the Oregon Supreme Court has said this is a use of right, and that farmers have the ability to apply these biosolids in these exclusive farm zones only. So with that being said, it appears that the county would be preempted from adding additional local criteria. And again, there may be a workaround around that. This is just kind of my preliminary finding, but this is kind of where I'm headed right now. The research is trending towards we're preempted on that front. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Just briefly here, because I'm so out of my depth, but how do the court cases that you've seen in the past or the rulings sort of inform, you know, what can or can't be done? What does that tell you?
Well, it tells us a lot because at least in Oregon, the Oregon Supreme Court is the highest legal authority, and they're interpreting the statute, and that is pretty much binding. Now, if a law is in conflict with federal law, then an Oregon Supreme Court case could be overturned. Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't appear that there's any conflicting federal law there right now. So,
and as far as on the biosolids, where do you see, you know, federal law? You know, have you explored a whole lot of that yet? Or
I've just tapped into that. I started with the kind of bottom-up approach to my research to try to figure out where the county stands, and now I've just started doing a top-down approach to my research to kind of figure out what are the federal regulations and the DEQ is a state agency and the EPA is a federal agency, and I'm looking into how the EPA has delegated authority to the DEQ to kind of get an understanding of who actually has the rulemaking authority on the issue of biosolids. Can we go to the state and ask the state to get DEQ to make stricter standards, or did the EPA kind of reserve that rulemaking authority with that particular subject? So it gets a little murky as to who actually has the rulemaking authority here. No pun intended there. So as I continue to kind of peel back the layers of the statutory framework, you know, I'm coming across new things left and right, and sometimes they kind of conflict with each other, and sometimes the definitions are ambiguous, and I have to kind of dig into just the meaning of one word and maybe how a court has construed that one word to come to a legal conclusion. So there's a lot of man hours involved in kind of getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Wow. Well, really cool, you guys. I really appreciate you coming in and tell us what you're doing so far. Definitely want you back, you know, midsummer or maybe in August to, you know, give us an update. I'm sure you'll be providing updates as well to the county commissioners. For our listeners, too, I will be creating a page on the county website in regard to biosolids, and there'll be clips from our meetings and some findings in the newspaper articles. So we'll make kind of a document repository there. But Grace, Sean, Ono, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll see you same time, same place next week.